Hello, baseball fans from across America and around the world. It's time for World Baseball Today. I'm Bruce Baskin, and for the next 15 minutes, I'll fill you in on the latest happenings in international baseball. You'll hear the latest news from the major leagues, as well as top stories from leagues in Asia, Latin America, and Europe. Baseball is a world sport, and World Baseball Today is here to tell you all about it. We'll be leading off this week's program with news from Major League Baseball next, right here on World Baseball Today. Stay tuned. I'm Bruce Baskin of World Baseball Today. I'm proud to be part of the great lineup of programs on Radio Miami International. WRMI is home to several broadcasters with the World Radio Network, including Radio Netherlands, RTE Ireland, Vatican Radio, and The Voice of Russia. You'll also hear shows for Cuban listeners, religious programs from Pan American Broadcasting, Glenn Hauser's World of Radio, and Jeff White's popular Viva Miami program. Radio Miami International, providing a world full of listeners with a world's worth of radio programming. In Major League Baseball, the San Francisco Giants have signed 45-year-old left-handed pitcher Randy Johnson to a one-year, $8 million contract for 2009. Johnson joins Tim Lincecum and Barry Zito to give the Giants three past and present Cy Young Award winners on their roster, the first team with that distinction since the 2002 Atlanta Braves boasted Greg Maddux, Tom Clavin, and John Smoltz on their pitching staff. Johnson is coming off an 11-10 season with the Arizona Diamondbacks last year, posting a 3.91 ERA for 2008, 2.41 following the All-Star break. The big unit has 295 wins over his career, along with a 3.25 ERA and 100 lifetime shutouts. The five-time Cy Young Award winner is second to Nolan Ryan on the all-time strikeout list with 4,789 whiffs in 21 seasons. Johnson signing with the Giants is a homecoming of sorts. He's a native of nearby Walnut Creek and a 1982 graduate of Livermore High School in California. The Kansas City Royals have signed 17-year-old South African pitcher Dylan Lindsay to a seven-year contract for an undisclosed amount of money. Lindsay was discovered in 2007 by Royal scout Mac Randall, who says, quote, "He just seems to have blossomed over the past year. It's been amazing to see him grow and develop." Lindsay will join South Africa's national team in mid-January to begin training for the upcoming World Baseball Classic, although his slot on the roster has not been finalized. The native of Gauteng, South Africa, will move to Arizona in 2010 after graduating from high school. One of baseball's all-time sluggers is hoping to be back in the majors in 2009 following a one-season absence last year. 40-year-old Sammy Sosa has not ruled out a return to the big leagues, according to Dominican newspaper Listing Diario. In the story, Sosa is quoted as saying, quote, "I still don't have an offer and I shouldn't be looking for offers out there. Any team who wants to sign me should have the initiative to make an offer." Sosa last played for the Texas Rangers in 2007, stroking 21 homers and driving in 92 runs. He is only the fifth player to collect 600 more career homers, including 61 in 1998. And Major League Baseball has joined the NFL and NHL in creating its own cable television network. The MLB network began broadcasting January 1st, reaching over 50 million homes from their home in the revamped MSNBC studios in Secaucus, New Jersey. The network is free to viewers on various cable networks, as well as satellite viewers on DirecTV Channel 213. The MLB network will carry 16 games from the World Baseball Classic in March, as well as re-airing the Ken Burns Classic 9-episode baseball miniseries on Tuesday nights, beginning this week. The network will visit a different major league team daily during spring training in March and is in the process of installing two ballpark cams in each big league ballpark for in-game updates and post-game interviews during the season. For details, go to the MLBnetwork.com website. Coming up next on World Baseball Today, two Cuban players defect and seek pro careers. Miguel Tejada may join Cibaeñas for the Dominican League postseason. Bernie Williams' Puerto Rican comeback has been derailed. And Caracas cops first place in the Venezuelan League standings as the playoffs begin. These stories are coming up next here on World Baseball Today, right after this. Want to keep up with the world of international baseball? Tune in to WRMI for World Baseball Today, shortwave radio's only baseball program. Every Sunday at 15:30 UTC, we bring you baseball news from the major leagues, Asia, Latin America, and Europe. You'll also get exclusive shortwave coverage of the World Series, Asia Series, World Cup, Caribbean Series, and the 2009 World Baseball Classic. If it has to do with baseball, you'll hear it here on Radio Miami International with World Baseball Today. In Latin American baseball, a pair of ball players who were kicked off their Cuban National Series team just before the current season began after being caught trying to leave the country illegally on a boat have recently defected. ESPN Deportes writer Enrique Rojas says pitcher Yadier Marti and outfielder Yasser Gomez have left Cuba for the Dominican Republic and hope to embark upon professional baseball careers this year. Cuban ballplayers are considered amateurs. A 29-year-old right-hander, Marti was voted to the 2006 World Baseball Classic All-Star team after going 1-0 with two saves while tossing 12 and two-thirds scoreless innings. The 28-year-old Gomez was the Cuban National Series Rookie of the Year in 1997 and batted .394 with 51 RBIs in 66 games last winter for the Industriales team, who booted both Marti and Gomez in November after their abortive defection attempts. Houston Astros shortstop Miguel Tejada has told a Dominican newspaper that he expected to join the struggling Cibaenas Águilas as soon as this weekend for the first round of the lead-on playoffs. Cibaenas is winless in three games thus far in the postseason. The 2002 American League MVP and a five-time All-Star, Tejada has played winter ball in the Dominican Republic every year since 1995, batting .266 with 12 homers and 212 games for the Águilas over 11 winters. He batted .283 for Houston in 2008, hitting 13 homers with 66 RBIs for his least productive season since hitting .233 with Oakland in 1998. The Licey Tigres are 3-1 of the first round after beating the Este Azucareros 10-8 on Wednesday night, as Anderson Hernandez collected 3 hits, 3 runs, and 3 RBIs. The Azucareros are now 3-2, while the Cibao Gigantes are 2-2. Former New York Yankees center fielder Bernie Williams' comeback may be over. Williams went 1-for-3 in his Puerto Rico League debut for Carolina on December 22nd, but has since injured his quad playing for the Gigantes, according to New York Journal News. His last game was an 0-for-1 performance on December 26th. Out of baseball since 2006, Williams has been concentrating on his music career since then. Ponce leads the Puerto Rico League standings at 24-14, well ahead of 19-16 Arecibo. Arecibo closed the gap a little last Wednesday night with a 13-2 clubbing of Mayagüez, thanks in part to Chris Heisey's grand slam. Ponce lost to Carolina 5-4 as the Gigantes' Wilberto Ortiz drove in 3 runs after going 10 games without an RBI for 2 teams. The Caracas Leones cruised to the Venezuelan League's regular season title, finishing with the 46-21 record, 6 games ahead of the 36-27 Aragua Tigres. Ponce and Aragua will be joined by Lara, La Guaira, and Zulia in the playoffs this month. The 5 teams will play 2 games daily between January 2nd and 21, meeting each other 5 times for a total of 20 games apiece. The top 2 finishers in the round robin will meet for the Venezuelan pennant. Pablo Sandoval of Magallanes won the batting title with a .396 average, while Max Ramirez of La Guaira smashed 15 homers, and Caracas' Jesus Guzman broke Pete Kogel's 35-year-old league record with 67 RBIs. Zulia pitcher David Austin won 8 games with a 1.98 ERA, leading Venezuelan hurlers in both categories. Stay tuned. Our final segment of World Baseball Today for this week will be coming up right after this. World Baseball Today provides Radio Miami International listeners with baseball news from the United States, Latin America, Asia, and Europe every week. And now you can reach those same listeners, too. By sponsoring World Baseball Today for just $15 a week, you can tell the world about your business. WRMI reaches shortwave listeners in places like Miami, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, Havana, Caracas, and Mexico City, and so can you. Email us at worldbaseballtoday@hotmail.com for details. Now for our final segment of World Baseball Today for this week. Perennial Mexican Pacific League powerhouse Mazatlán has clinched the second-half title and will be going into the MexPAC playoffs with the league's best overall record. The Venados were 23-10 heading into the final weekend of the regular season, 4 games ahead of 19-14 Guasave with 2 games left in the schedule. The MexPAC playoffs are set to begin Monday, with Mazatlán facing defending champion Obregón, Guasave will take on Hermosillo, and first-half winner Los Mochis takes on Caribbean Series host Mexicali. The first 3 round series winners will move on to the semifinals, as will the so-called lucky loser, which is the team with the best series record among the 3 teams defeated in the first round series. Mazatlán's Cristian Quintero is on his way to the batting title with a .357 average, while Mochis pitcher Arturo Lopez leads MexPAC moundsmen with 7 wins. Sawamura Award winner Hisashi Iwakuma has signed a 3-year, 1.1 billion yen contract with Japan's Rakuten Eagles through the 2011 season. The 27-year-old Iwakuma was 21-4 with a 1.87 ERA and 28 starts for the fifth-place Eagles, winning the Pacific League's MVP award as well as the Sawamura, Japan's equivalent of the Cy Young Award. Two other notable veterans of Japanese baseball have also re-signed with their previous teams. First baseman Nobuhiko Matsunaka re-signed with the SoftBank Hawks after hitting 290 with 25 homers and 92 RBIs with the Hawks last year. Shinichi Dragons pitcher Masahiro Yamamoto signed a two-year deal with the Central League team. Yamamoto went 11-7 last year with a 3.16 ERA and became the 24th pitcher in Japanese history to win 200 career games. It hasn't even been 6 months since the conclusion of the Beijing Olympics, and the two new ballparks used for baseball are already in danger of ending up on the wrong end of a wrecking ball. The Wukesong Baseball Complex in Beijing, including two stadiums and a practice field, are scheduled to be razed this year unless baseball interests come up with a plan to make the facility profitable in the communist nation. The venues were built on a 125-acre site slated to become a sports and entertainment complex with 5,000 parking spaces. International Baseball Federation President Harvey Schiller says he was told by officials of the China Baseball Association that the smaller of the two stadiums would be saved. But Vice General Manager Jessica Guo of Acre, the site's majority owner, says no plan has been forwarded, adding, quote, "The baseball market is not there." The main Wukesong Baseball Stadium drew capacity crowds of 12,000 for a pair of exhibition games between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Diego Padres last March, as well as the Olympic gold medal game between South Korea and Cuba in August. Finally, South Korea has whittled their roster for March's World Baseball Classic to 32 players. The vast majority of players are Korea Baseball Organization veterans, but past and present major leaguers are on the list too, including outfielder Chu Shin-soo, infielder Lee Seung-yup, and pitcher Park Chan-ho. Both Lee and Park have so far declined offers to play in the WBC, while another pitcher, San Diego's Baek Cha-sung, was left off the roster after becoming a naturalized American citizen in 2008. And that wraps up this week's edition of World Baseball Today, where you can hear the latest baseball news from America and around the world. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments on today's program or international baseball in general, send us an email at worldbaseballtoday@hotmail.com, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks for listening to World Baseball Today, and we hope to have you here next time. Until then, I'm Bruce Baskin. Have a great week.